this person that knows that you are absolutely capable, absolutely capable of living with an open heart, that any idea of needing to be afraid, any idea of needing to close yourself off, any idea of needing to protect yourself, anything you've been told as a tiny child about how you need to be careful is simply a story of limitation, is simply a story of closing your heart. See if you can recognize in yourself, because I guarantee you it's there, the absolute true possibility and potential to have a heart so open that it's right to say of you, I am love. I am love itself. Anything that comes up in you that argues against that, anything that arises in you, any thought, any feeling that this is dangerous, or that wouldn't be good, or I'll get hurt, or I'll get taken advantage of, or it's really not possible for me, for any of the millions of reasons the mind can come up with, see if right now you can recognize that none of that is true. That's just the worldly training to hold back, to be careful, to not love. We are all taught in one way or another to not love, for whatever reason. And therein starts the whole rationale that I am not capable of a 100% open heart, that I am not really interested or really capable, or the possibility really isn't there for me. To be absolutely loving, such that I am love itself, such that I simply have an open heart. So consider, just for this moment, you can reject it later if you like, but for this moment, have an open mind and consider that you have tremendous potential. Not because everyone does, because everyone doesn't. Everyone has not reached the point of potential that you have if you're in this room. Consider the absolute reality that you have the potential to be love incarnate. And in considering that, notice how that feels. Does an argument rise up in you? No way. Or does a deep well of compassion open up in you? Or does an energy of love and kindness wash over you? Whatever your experience, whatever rises up in you or occurs in your thoughts or your feelings or your experiencing in relation to this notion that you can actually, not as a concept, be love incarnate, but you can be the living actuality of that. Whatever your attitude toward that is, just know. Just know that it's possible for you. No matter what you think, you are not separate from love. No matter how much pain or hurt or disappointment or evil has come into your lifetime, you are not separate from love. You're made of it. Thank you so much. It was absolutely my joy to be with you tonight.